Spring is in the air. It's a time of new beginnings and a chance to reawaken your sexual energy with Like a Kitten. If you've ever visited a sex toy shop, you know that the number of products to choose from can be overwhelming. It's even worse when you start online shopping. Luckily, Like a Kitten makes buying sex essentials a breeze. Like a Kitten offers subscription gift boxes, so each season, you'll receive a new shipment right to your door with all the ingredients to spice up your sex life. Their spring box will tickle all your senses with treats like strawberry nipple arousal cream, cheeky apple lube, and melting rose petals for the bath. To celebrate spring, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 15% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com/erotic or enter code erotic at checkout. Just go to likeakitten.com/erotic or use code erotic to get 15% off these incredible boxes. likeakitten.com/erotic. The link is in this episode's description. Miss Deer was the sweetest woman in the neighborhood. She would bake her own cupcakes and give it to anyone who passed by her house. Her cupcakes were the best in the world, and they were even more delicious when the person making them had a ruddy red smile. She would be wearing a regular office shirt and skirt with high heels that matched her lipstick while handing them out. But who in the world would know that after waving goodbye to all the men who had lined up early in the morning for them, that she would go back into her house, down the basement stairs, towards a man tied down in a chair. His hair was a frazzled mop of light red. His eyelashes were cast down as he took in deep, even breaths. But Miss Deer only had to gently tap him on the shoulder to instantly awaken him. His brown eyes were wide, taking in Miss Deer and the claustrophobic room. His gaze was on full alert when he realized that his hands and knees were bound to a chair. His mouth was not free either, because a ball gag was inside of it. "Miss Deer, what is going on?" Brody asked. But it all came out in a muffle. The last thing he remembered was Miss Deer in front of his house. Then it was all black. Miss Deer pulled away the strands of hair that were poking Brody's eyes. The unbuttoned part of her shirt was right in front of Brody, whose eyes popped when he saw a dark crease inside. "I know you may have a lot of questions, but let me go first, okay?" Since there was no other seat in the dimly lit basement, Miss Deer made do with Brody's lap. Brody instantly straightened when he felt her round butt warming his left leg. He looked down to make sure she was really sitting on his thigh, but could not take his eyes away from the smooth leg she had crossed over the other. Although his leg was nice and thick, enough for him to support her, Miss Deer still leaned over, wrapping her arms around his neck. She could feel the fast pace of his heart beating right at her breast. She smirked. Fortunately for her, Brody did not have a chance to shower before being captured by her, so she got to inhale his musky scent as she talked. "Everyone in the neighborhood loves my cupcakes, except you. You are the only one who has never eaten a single one of them." Brody closed his eyes, feeling the sweat on his forehead increase every time Miss Deer breathed on his neck. When she talked, the smell of vanilla was making his mouth water. He tried to gulp it down, but some slipped through the ball gag. He watched as Miss Deer swiped over the drool with her index finger. His pupils dilated when he saw her take her tongue out and lick the saliva off her fingers. The strain Brody felt in his pants was official. There was no calming it down now. Miss Deer pretended everything was perfectly flat and that nothing was poking her thigh as she continued. Even though I say hello to you every morning, you ignore me. Even though I try to strike up a conversation, you only say yes or no. So, tell me, do you hate cupcakes? Or do you hate me? Her hand was making small circles on one of Brody's abs. Her finger was dangerously close to the bulge. Lately, every time I come near you, you run away in the other direction. What was I to do except this? She abruptly grabbed the bulge and squeezed it in the palm of her hand. The shock of Miss Deer's sudden touch made Brody convulse. His head got foggier the more Miss Deer played with his boner. His body automatically tried to raise his pelvis to get more of her sweet touch, but it was a useless effort, since his legs were tied down as well. Miss Deer released the clasp of the ball gag behind Brody's head. The gag came off his mouth with a thin trail of saliva. She watched Brody's anxious eyes when he realized her hand was gone. She could feel him give a mournful hump upwards before drooping into the seat. With a sweet smile, she asked, "Now, will you please tell me what it is that makes you run away from me?" Brody was not even looking at her. His eyes were laser-focused on the hand that was slowly crawling up his thigh, then backing away every time the middle finger hit the base of his bulge. He had zero control over his mouth when he replied to her. "The boys, they have a pact. Anyone who wants to ask you out has to go at least a month without seeing you. That way they would know who was serious and who wasn't. We aren't even allowed to call you by your first name." Miss Deer paused as she took in what Brody had just said. A smile creeped up the edge of her mouth before she got a hold of herself and intentionally made a frown. "How ridiculous," she muttered, as she got on her knees and undid the zipper of his pants. Brody's cock happily sprang up to greet her, and she wasted no time taking it into her smooth mouth. She could hear Brody groan in pleasure, trying to stop himself from humping her mouth. His eyes had a deep darkness in them, and Miss Deer could only imagine what he must want to do to her if he wasn't tied down. Her body shivered, and her mouth worked faster in excitement at the boundless prospects. Secretly, she pulled a hand down to her crotch and rubbed it. No matter how secretly, though, Brody saw that move. The sweet and innocent Miss Deer was playing with herself like a whore. What a sight to behold! He did not bother warning Miss Deer when his mind felt such intense pleasure when he was about to come. He panted harshly, looking down at her cum-plastered face and mouth. "Miss Deer, will you go out with me?" Miss Deer smiled as she played with the flaccid cock in front of her. It was weeping out the remaining semen, as if asking her for mercy. But she was not the kind and innocent princess everyone thought her to be, and she was definitely not going to forgive so easily. Her fingers worked faster, rubbing away all the sore spots in the cock, until it was fully erect again, looking at her pleadingly. No, Brody needed to be punished for going along with the whims of others, instead of just coming to her. Miss Deer stopped her fingers all of a sudden, making Brody gasp in desperation. She liked the way he looked at her, full of want and need, but unable to definitely push the words out of his dry throat. Miss Deer just smiled as she stepped back and picked up the ball gag on the floor. "Right now is far too late to answer such a serious question. I'll come back tomorrow to see if you haven't changed your mind." She wiped it off with a handkerchief and then held out like an invitation. "Now, open wide." Brody looked at the gag in alarm, but the sweet smile Miss Deer's face placated any reluctance he may have had like a sedative. Before he could say anything, Miss Deer shoved the ball gag into his mouth and clicked it back in place. She patted the dust off his shoulder. "Good night." Miss Deer said as she climbed up the stairs. Good night, Brody tried to say, watching her back. The next morning, Miss Deer tried to focus on the faces of all the people lining up to get one of her cupcakes. But her thoughts kept on wandering. She was in a daze all the way until evening, when she finally could not take it anymore and hurried down the stairs to the basement. Brody, did you miss me? She asked, slightly out of breath, but looking as perfect as ever. Her high heels clicked as she walked over to the tied man. After Miss Deer walked in, Brody's eyes never left her. He watched her as she put down a tray of cupcakes on the floor, then come over and remove his ball gag. Have you been a good boy while I was gone? Miss Deer asked, pouring fresh water down his throat like a messiah. Brody tried to answer, but the water tasted too good to part with. As Brody drank, Miss Deer began to talk. I've been thinking that it's not good to keep you tied up like this. I will untie you on one condition, that you do everything that I say without a question. She took the bottle off his lips and stared at him. Understand? Brody licked the remnants of the water off his lips and hurriedly nodded. Miss Deer smiled widely, and that was all the reward Brody needed. Good boy, she said. Now, let's test it out. Bark like a dog. Brody did not even bother to question that command before doing what he was told. Ark, ark. Good boy, Miss Deer said. She went and undid the rope ties before facing him again. Now, give me your paw. Brody gave her his hand. Good boy. Now, stand on all four legs. Brody got off the chair and got on his hands and knees, panting with his tongue out like a real dog, while looking up at Miss Deer for praise. Miss Deer did not fail him. Good boy, Brody. She rubbed the hair on top of his head. Who's the greatest doggy in the world?
Me, barked Brody.
Yes, you are, Miss Deer said as she lifted up a cupcake. For being such a good doggy, you deserve a reward. She bent over and hid the cupcake under her loose skirt. Come and get it. Brody looked at the place Miss Deer's hand disappeared into. He licked his lips, mesmerized, as he crawled on all fours and gripped her hips as he opened his mouth, swallowing the entire cupcake and grazing his lips against her cunt and clit. There was no obstruction from the panty, because Miss Deer was not wearing any in the first place. Oh, Brody, good boy, Miss Deer sighed. Brody loved it when Miss Deer praised him. He could not help but want to hear more. Not only his stomach, but his mouth was hungry too. It wanted to feast upon the ripe flower, and it did just that, thrusting its tongue into the place where the nectar poured out. Good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy. Miss Deer shoved Brody's face in harder into the crotch, not allowing him to breathe at all. Legs trembling from the onslaught of her orgasm. She cried out in shock and sprayed her fluid all over Brody's face and shirt and rolling her hips tantalizingly. Brody, are you in heat? She asked, spying the cock that had been out and hard since she walked in. I want to know how a doggy does it with his mate. Brody, show me. Brody spread her legs apart and put one over his shoulder. He didn't think twice as he plunged his cock into the glistening hole and kept ramming in, uncaring of anything else like a real dog. The pitch of his barks kept getting higher as he began to get closer to the finish line. Miss Deer's insides felt so tight and hot that it was the perfect place to come inside. I will breed you and make you pregnant with my pups. I'll fuck you for the rest of your life as my bitch. Oh, fuck, Brody said, unable to hold back the giant load of sperm. Miss Deer's voice hitched when she felt the warm liquid surround her and travel inside. The thought of having puppies made her unbearably happy.
I'll date you, if you'll be my doggy forever,
Miss Deer said.
Okay,
Brody barked in agreement. He will be the best doggy in the entire world.